7/12, new drink driving laws come into effect today, and it's employers who should be paying just as much attention as motorists. The alcohol blood limit is being reduced from 400 to 250 milligrams. Add to that planned changes to health and safety regulations, and employers could be held responsible if drink drivers crash after a staff function. Douglas Mitchell's an employment and transport lawyer, and he joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Susan.
How likely is it, do you think, that once these new regulations come in, the health and safety regulations, that we would see employers prosecuted?
Yeah, it's quite possible, actually. It's when the new Health and Safety at Work Act comes into play next year, there's going to be a positive duty on officers of a company, which basically those who have a governance role in a company, to ensure that they are aware of their operational risks and hazards to do with their business. So if you're going to have the consumption of alcohol at your workplace, then there is, drinking alcohol affects your driving judgment. If you go and drive and then have a crash and are hurt, your employer the business could be held liable under the Health and Safety at Work Act, which hasn't actually come in yet. But it's the positive duty to ensure that you've actually got processes in place to ensure that you've addressed that risk and that you've taken steps to manage that risk.
So what do employers need to do? Do they need to have plenty of food there? Do they need to have the non-alcoholic beverages, or do they need to be providing taxis home?
Well, actually, it's about having good host responsibility, and which most employers, most workplaces are probably doing right now anyway. But what the new Act will require is that you've actually done something about it in advance, and that you've got processes in place that you've identified it. So you've documented that these risks, you've made steps to ensure that your employees know about these risks and how you're addressing them. So you need to actually have these processes in place, like a good host responsibility plan, to tell your employees, oh, we're having a work function, we're going to put on lots of food, lots of non-alcoholic drinks, and look, we're going to arrange for a ride home, or we're going to put on some taxi chips. Or, if that's a bit expensive for your workplace, maybe have nominated a sober driver. It's what the responsibility on the workplace will be is to ensure that they've actually taken steps, identified the risks and taken steps to reduce harm that could occur to your employees or guests.
How far away are these changes?
Well, they actually don't know when it's going to come in. The latest is not before April 2015. So they expect in mid next year, but with this current decrease in the drink drive limits, it's actually a good opportunity for employers to bring this to the forefront to employees' minds, to educate them about safe drinking at the workplace, and that'll get you in good stead for when the new regulations or the new Act comes into play next year.
Thank you for that, Douglas Mitchell, who's an employment and transport lawyer at 7/16.